going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of Ism Radio. I am your gracious host. My name is Tariq, and we're here live, ready to do what it do. And over here, we have Miss Layla with the hat on. How are you, Layla?
Terrified. No, my hair is terrible.
What?
My hair girl flaking and shit? Bad. It's bad out here right now.
Lord. And over here, who's having a beautiful hair day, we have Miss Bree Arie. How are you, Bree?
Hello, guys. I'm excellent.
Oh, she's about to do a Just For Me commercial. Shit. Bree came in here with the glow up.
Yeah, Just For Me, hire me. I'm for hire.
My God. She's in here about to audition for Revlon after the damn show. With
Tariq,
the level up.
I like you in blonde hair.
I like that look.
I always like you in blonde, though.
Yeah, and curly hair is very cute on women. Yeah. Curly hair is very, very cute.
Yeah, I feel like I look like I'm 15.
Yeah, the curly hair makes you look real young. Yeah. And I guess that's why you have a bunch of elderly motherfuckers with curly wigs.
Hey, all the old women wear the curly wigs. Do you know?
That is so
It don't cute. Be no curly wigs in beauty supply.
They they take them shits. They're like, shit, I'm trying to look 45 again. Man, so what is happening? We're here, man. Go to ismradio.com to get the Ism Angels books right there that y'all see right there. That's first of all. Now, let's see what's going on in the streets. Now, Miss Bree, what's happening out here? Because I'm going to go to you first because I know Layla's hardly.
Wait, can we talk about Bree? And I was real quick.
Go ahead.
Real quick. I was on Instagram yesterday. I was my brother's Instagram story.
Okay.
And my brother... Bree popped up on my brother's Instagram story, and I just want to investigate about this.
Oh, shit.
So, no. Why would you ask me this on the air?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Why would you ask me this on the air?
Do I need to stop the music? This sounds interesting than a motherfucker.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting, too, because I knew nothing about this.
Wait.
Hold on. No wonder she got the glow up going on.
First of all.
What happened? What's up, Bree?
First of all, Layla, with your old ass, your brother is grown. He don't have to report to you what the hell he got going on.
He shows didn't either.
And second of all, we're going to talk about this off the air.
Yeah, let's get
it. I'm kidding. Okay, yeah. No, we just worked out together yesterday. Or I attempted to, but I had to go.
Oh. So.
Which brother was this, Devin?
The little brother.
Devin, okay.
They went to Equinox.
Oh, damn.
And I seen them working out, and then I seen he was filming Bree all up in his Insta story. And God.
You are so dramatic. So dramatic. He filmed me like half-ass in a set because they was trying to kill my arms yesterday. Like, it wasn't like, oh, my God, Bree is here. Let me videotape her. She's just making shit so much bigger than what it is.
She had a full face of makeup, which I don't know. Who does it? Who does that at the gym? No, I'm just joking.
I'm going to put a detective on Layla's ass.
Were you hoochied out at the gym? What'd you have on, Bree?
No, I had on a sweater and some leggings.
Some tight-ass print leggings,
damn.
If you know what I mean.
Were you rocking like that, Bree?
You're joking. I got an ass.
What did Devin have on?
I'm gonna put my hands on Layla when we get off the air. Trust and believe.
Lord.
I just had to ask about. I was just investigating.
Now, right. You starting shit.
Just investigating.
Starting shit.
Hashtag investigating.
That is very interesting. My God.
Bree was pumping more than iron.
Oh, she was. Say, Bree was pumping more than iron? What were you pumping, Bree? Damn. Is somebody.
Somebody asked
first
about
of all,
him.
Right. You ain't even been here for like 2 months. And now you trying to come drop some shit on somebody.
Man.
Good day. Good day to you and you. Good day.
That's some interesting information.
It is not that interesting to read.
What y'all do after? What y'all
that
do after?
Shit woke me up.
That shit woke me up.
Knows he has.
Oh my God. What y'all do after?
Oh yeah. What y'all do after?
We
did y'all go have a smoothie?
First of all, I said I had to go. I left alone, and he stayed with his friend.
Oh, his friend was there. Was there too.
Okay.
His homeboy was there too.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, Layla, man. You a thought for that. Okay.
Oh, wow.
We'll keep a watch.
We
got to
keep.
That.
We need the reality show cameras for that.
Yeah.
I'm going to kick both of y'all.
Man. Yeah. Anyway, Bree, what else is happening in the news out here, man?
Did y'all see the interview with Cat Williams?
Yeah.
And Juan Smith.
That was so goddamn funny.
First of all, why you try to go toe-for-toe with Cat Williams?
Cat out of all people.
I'm not trying neither one of them. Cat, Mike Epps. I'm not trying them type of people.
Yeah.
And Wanda, is Wanda a comedian or she's
She's a comedian.
She is a comedian. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's a comedian. And she was like, you see the follow-up interview?
Yeah,
they did a follow-up, and she was all on victim mode.
Yes.
Oh, like she was been attacked. Yes. And Lord, she
like, if you saw it, why wouldn't you stop it?
It's exactly.
Like,
stop
what? If you're a comedian, get to it. That's what y'all do.
Wanda is used to making shots at people who come in there, and they just kind of laugh it off
because they don't know how.
They don't know how to come back. And she and what happened with Kat, she kept trying to get the last word in.
Yeah.
Because Frank, they were like, how come you didn't stop it, Frank? He was like, I kept trying to stop it. Y'all just kept going because Wanda tried to say something slick to get the last word in, and Kat would come back and burn her ass real quick. So that's why I just kept on going. She lost a roasting session. That's all it is.
That's it.
And she didn't have nothing.
She had something, but it was corny.
It was corny.
She was hella corny.
Tell me how it is being an inmate, and you know, shit like that. Yeah, you know, she was trying to go there, and it fell flat.
He's so good at that.
Man, Kat is fast.
You can't try certain people.
Yeah.
And then the whole story afterwards about like her husband, her police officer husband, running into him and like pulling a gun and. Super hella dramatic.
I know it's all over dramatic.
She was on there. Jokes.
Yeah, she was on the show talking about, you know, I do so much for the community. I feed the kids and all. Jesus had people coming at him too. Like, stop.
Did she say that, Tariq?
Yes.
Jesus had people.
She said that. Yes, she was saying that on the follow up interview. It was so over dramatic. All she had to do was laugh that shit off.
That's it.
That's all she had to do. Like, oh, Kat is crazy. Okay. Anyway.
Yes.
Traffic at 9:00. You know, that's all she had to do. Trying to drag that shit out and make it more dramatic than what it was, how she'd been attacked. Look, you have people like the Breakfast Club, Charlamagne and those guys. You got people who go in there and threaten them. They laugh that shit off and keep it pushing. They don't harp on it. They don't whine and try to get sympathy. Mm-mm. And that was her biggest mistake. After she lost that session, she tried to turn it into some shit where she was being unfairly attacked. The station didn't help her and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, shit, you know, we be clowning
you
folks too.
You didn't stop me, right. Yeah. If you didn't stop it, what make you think I'm going to stop it?
Yeah, she was mad at Frank. Yes, she was.
She was?
Yes. She said, Frank said her husband called him, and Frank was on the air. He said, hey, I don't want your husband calling me over nothing like this. You know, this is what we do.
Right.
You know what I'm
she's
saying?
A comedian. What is she? But you know, she's I'm not saying this is why she deserves this, but I used to live in Atlanta and I used to work for radio station too, and I used to see her out and about as well, and she's not very friendly.
A lot
she
of
thinks
folks,
she all fucking that.
Yeah, a lot
period.
Of folks in Atlanta are saying, where my Atlanta people? That's the general
she
consensus.
Do.
People
I'm sorry.
In Atlanta were celebrating that she got
she
her ass roasted.
She all fucking that.
Yeah, you can't come. First of all, he had on that, what she tried to get on his jacket, calling it vintage.
Yeah, that old, them old ass
and that
clothes.
Shit was straight off the runway. Yeah, and meanwhile, you sitting there with a 1992 wig on your head. Like, come on now.
He said only one of us hair is moving while we talking.
When he said her gnarled fingers. I mean, he was just going in.
Yeah, he got down.
But, hey, you know, our people in Atlanta, they were like, you know, they got tired of her, you know, her shit.
Yeah.
She's used to doing stuff like that and nobody checking her. So that's what happened.
They said they had footage of Kat supposedly running in the grocery store.
Yeah, I put up some surveillance footage on my Twitter and my Instagram.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's
running
yeah,
in
so
a grocery store.
He ran next door, the grocery store next door. Because the husband kind of flashed his gun. He didn't pull the gun on Kat, but he flashed his gun. So Kat ran next door.
Are you sure that's the result of him flashing a gun, him running into the grocery store? Did you see the whole thing?
Yeah, Kat is crazy as fucking hell. Kat will fight him on fire.
So did you see him on TMZ talking about, like, if he pulled a gun, why didn't he use it? What is that?
But what he did was just flash his gun. He flashed the gun. He had it in his waistband.
What is wrong with people?
I'm like, my God.
You
pulled it
up for some jokes.
For some jokes. This shit is real extra, man.
Okay.
It's hot. Is it hot in here, Bree?
Yes, I just told you.
Burning up.
Damn, Bree, Edge is coming out. Hey, Fatima. Turn the air down.
Wait, Fatima got a full-blown sweater on, y'all.
I know,
and
Fatima,
it's 90 outside. I swear to God, she got a sweater
on. God,
it'd
be so hot in here. Y'all don't understand. Fatima's ass be having it burning up in here. Man, Ism Bot be having on some booty shorts and shit. It'd be so goddamn hot in here.
I'm kicking your ass. When we get off the air, you think I'm playing.
Layla, what else is happening out here, dear?
Oh, what is happening?
We need you to get your ass in a mic.
All that time.
All that time, and she's going to back up niggasplaining.
What is happening?
Like, this ain't my job. I'm just fucking around here. for shits and giggles, but
No, my phone was closed. No, okay, so we'll talk about the Emmys, guys.
Yes, the Emmys were yesterday.
Did y'all watch them?
I watched clips online.
Clips, yeah.
You know, I saw the opening monologue with Michael Che and the white guy from Saturday Night. They were funny. They were real good.
Yeah.
Angela Bassett, god damn, she was fly as hell.
Man. How is she 60?
That woman 65.
She's, like
time, she's time not 65. Traveler.
She not 65?
No. Oh, Layla be getting 60. Shit all wrong. She 83. Now, how Angela Bassett is 60, right,
she's
family?
60.
Yeah, she's killing the fucking game.
Yeah.
That woman is an incredible.
Wow. She's I think she's vegan though, right?
Yeah, she's definitely vegan. She's
really?
I'm telling you. You might not do it right now, but in a minute.
You still vegan?
Yeah, I'm still vegan.
You gonna stay vegan?
Good.
I don't know.
Are you missing meat?
But sometimes on Taco Tuesdays, I do. I'll be like, shit.
A wing?
So you don't eat no meat at all? Like just a cheat day of meat?
No.
Okay.
A wing? Good. A thigh? One day? Never mind. I like chicken too much. I'm sorry.
But who all won?
Regina King.
She won, yes.
That was dope.
Regina King won.
She deserved it.
She's been in the game for a minute.
Regina King should have won.
Very
Thandi Newton won, didn't she?
Yes, yeah, she did. She did. What role was she in?
For Westworld?
I'm not sure. I know Regina King won for 7 Seconds. It was a show on Netflix.
And they canceled that. Netflix wasn't going to do any more seasons.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Yep. One season, they canceled it because of the controversy around the show.
Yep.
Well, what was the controversy?
That was the show when the police officer accidentally killed the black boy and then they hit it. Mm-hmm. You don't remember?
No.
Yeah.
No.
So it was, based in like Brooklyn or something?
Mm-hmm. I never got a chance to see it, but I heard, I was reading backstories about it.
A police officer accidentally killed a black boy and then his partners caught up with him and was like, you see what this looked like? So they tried to cover it and hide it.
That's why she said what she said, like, oh, you know, this is about.
But y'all got to explain. Y'all half-ass explaining this, y'all.
We talked about this show. And
I don't remember.
Okay,
let's start over for motherfuckers like me and the audience who don't know what y'all talking about. Okay, how is that tied into Regina King in the show?
What was? Oh, it was her son. So Regina King was the mom on that show for 7 Seconds.
So 7 Seconds is based on a real person.
Was it?
God damn, y'all ain't explaining this shit.
Okay, no, it's not based on a real person. It's just based on loosely based on kind of like, I don't think it was Trayvon Martin, but.
No.
It was
chat room, are y'all confused by these two?
I'm confused.
It's not confusing.
Okay, y'all talking about somebody murdered a black kid and hit it. What does that have to do with the show?
That is the show. What are you talking about?
That's why.
That's the show, so, 7 Seconds, that she won for, leading actress.
Oh, okay. So, y'all, when you're talking about the kid getting murdered, that's in the show.
Right.
Okay, I'm thinking y'all talking about this based on some real shit.
No.
Okay, what was the controversy? Okay, it was controversial for what?
Because this is in the middle of a time where black kids are getting killed by police officers every day.
Okay. Yeah, okay, so it wasn't okay.
And then at the end of the show, the police officer won the trial. He won. He got off in the show. So, it was like, that was very... Like, it's a TV show, so you just expect it to go in the way that it should go, where it's politically correct.
Okay, I'm like, okay, why is that? Okay, it's in the context of fiction. Okay, but it's a fictional show, so I'm like, okay, that
should
be. Yeah,
but it's very true to what's going on in today's.
I understand that, so that's, okay, I'm just trying to see why they would cancel a show.
Because
Law & Order, SVU, they do shows about real shit all the time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's based on a lot of real stuff, but it's. You know,
I'm glad she won that though.
Yeah,
that was dope.
Y'all confused fuck out of me.
I'm like, we had this whole conversation. I don't know.
We do.
So we got a drink today, Loki.
I know, right? Let me find out.
For the first time,
Layla got all the juice today on everybody. Let me find out.
I know.
What?
Layla, what else is happening out here in the streets?
Let's talk about Tamar Braxton. Did y'all see her on Wendy?
I saw a little clip of that. I saw a little clip.
I'm a little nervous for Tamar.
Why? Why is that?
I kind of lightweight feel bad for Vince because she went on national television just gushing about this man she's only been dating for 3 months. How 3 months. Nigerian dude, okay?
Oh, damn.
Nigerian. I ain't trying to stereotype, but yeah. Nigerian. She said that she wants to have little African babies. And
hilarious.
She said, oh, he's fine. He got a nice body. Like, just kept dwelling on his body. We know, and we know that Vincent is not that much in shape.
Yes,
so
he's not that much in shape.
But, you know, he was in the hospital since.
Vince was, yeah.
Yeah, he was in the hospital.
For
like,
gout.
Yeah, for gout. Yeah,
that gout.
Yeah. Messing with my gout.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
that gout is real. Yeah, yeah.
You should go see him, Tariq, from gout to gout.
I know. We have a gout counseling session or something. I hope he's all right. He got the gout in his elbow.
My name is Tariq. I have gout.
Gout Anonymous. But yeah, she was going on about this African dude talking about how sexy he was and how fine he was.
Yes, she was.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's sad because she says she has no plans of even going to see Vince in the hospital.
Damn.
No plans.
God damn.
So do you think it's okay?
What do you expect from somebody?
That's your baby daddy, though.
So if you're in a relationship.
Baby daddy, yes.
Okay, you're in a No. Let's say you're in another relationship. You're in a relationship with a new dude. Okay. And then your baby dad you ain't been with, you know. He's in the hospital. It ain't severe. Gout ain't severe. I mean, it hurts like a motherfucker, but you ain't gonna die over no gout.
I'm still gonna go see him.
You still go see him?
Yes. That's my baby daddy. We're a family. At the end of the day, you're still a family. Okay. I don't care who I'm dating.
Okay, so your dude says, hey, my baby mama stubbed her toe, and I gotta go see her at the emergency room. You cool with that?
I said, baby, let's go. Let's go make sure.
No, no, what you mean, let's?
No, let's.
Him. He gonna go by himself.
You walk up, and then that bitch come out the hospital bed.
I said, baby, let's go.
What if he needs to just go by himself?
He needs to go by himself.
And do you think, you know, she's in the hospital, she want to see him and the other chick? You know what I'm saying?
I don't care what she want to see.
That
Layla going to walk up in somebody's shit and get her head slit.
No.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
He could come with me.
I'm coming too.
No, he could come with me to see my baby daddy. I'd be like, stay in the lobby.
Lord.
In the lobby? What is going on? What are these baby daddy, baby mama relationships I don't know about?
I'm cool with my baby daddy, so we ain't got no beef. People always be tripping like, how are y'all? Like when they see us interact, they be like, y'all seem like y'all best friends. And I'm like, that is my best friend. He was my best friend before he was my man.
That's not hard for the next man. Like, you walking around talking about another grown man is your best friend. And you in a relationship.
But I don't be saying that. I'm telling y'all.
He is my best friend.
So that nigga come home and you on the phone, cock-eyed and kiki-ing with the baby. You crazy.
No, we don't talk. We respect each other's space. Yeah. Like, you know, like when I seen him, he was out here the other day. And he knew I was going on a date. Because he was taking my son, and he was like, oh, let me hurry up before your date come. I want him to see you. Give me a hug. Because he didn't want to give me a hug. And I was like, oh, you don't give me a hug? He was like, I don't want your date
to see me. These lines you crossing with this baby daddy, I don't know about.
I can't give my baby daddy a hug.
Sound like you crossing a whole lot of lines.
Man.
I'm the type of girl, I can sleep in the same bed as my baby daddy. Not saying we do, but I'm trying to give you an example. And I would not touch him.
Please.
You would not touch him. That ain't got nothing to do with his hand.
And he ain't touching me either. Hell. He ain't touching me either. I'm dead ass, you guys. You don't understand. People don't get it. That's why they don't get it.
That's cool.
For real.
So, Bree, you could be friends with an ex, and he got a new chick, and y'all. Or you can be in a relationship with a dude, and he's real cool with his ex-lady?
I wouldn't say that.
Cause y'all talk that bullshit. Y'all ain't gonna be cool with that. This nigga,
unless she comes to the table and we are all cool and I can feel and sense that, it ain't gonna be cool outside of me. Like he gonna have to bring her to the table. That can't be one of his friends that I never meet. You see what I'm saying?
So let's say, you know, just hypothetical. Because I always wonder this, because sometimes you see people, they're in a relationship. Because what reminded me of this is the Bobby Brown thing. Bobby Brown movie, sure, like when he was in a relationship and then, you know, Whitney died and he's all sad and crying and all that. You know, that's understandable. But sometimes if you are dating a dude and something happened to his ex and this nigga's all bawling and crying, and don't say she died, but, you know, something happened to her, this nigga just overly crying. Would you look at it funny style? Like you and your man, y'all chilling, and then he get a phone call that his ex broke his arm. Oh, damn, Lord. Jesus. Okay.
Yeah, that's too much.
You know what?
Pray with me, breathe. Oh, Lord Jesus. So you would be like, hey, nigga, hold on. You still got feeling for this bitch?
Exactly.
Right.
It depends on the circumstances. Whitney was not only just a girlfriend. She was his baby's mother.
Right.
The mother of his child.
Right.
That, to me, makes a difference than just an old girlfriend with no kids. People don't understand. When you have kids, you are a family forever. You have to know this person forever. So you have to make it work as a family. Like, even when we're with my son knows, and my son gives us a hug, and he knows when we were with his dad, he'll be like, family, we're all a family. My son says that.
Yeah.
He knows. So it's like, you're always going to be family regardless. I don't want him. He don't want me. And that's why we're so cool, because literally I do not want him. You only have an attitude if you still want him.
Right.
When you don't want him no more and you really don't want him, you don't give a shit what he do, and you're cool because you don't care. That's why I'm so cool, because I legit, in my heart and my soul, do not care what that man do. I don't. And this is why I'm cool.
But what he was saying is, in a new relationship, the man in that relationship don't, he might not give a damn about you not caring.
Right.
Like, that'd be the hard part.
Because you cool with the baby daddy. Like, let's say you in a relationship with a dude.
Okay.
And he's doing the same shit you talking with your ex.
I'm
he's
cool.
Doing with,
I don't got to tell.
So he's like, I'm about to go have a drink with my ex. I'll be back later. And you like, oh, cool. Y'all best friend. That's cool. Would you be all best friend?
Nah.
All
that's
right.
What that's what I'm saying. Care. Like, you can sit here and talk into a thousand circles. Yeah,
and nigga explain, but when it hits you,
it's not going to be the same when it's reversed.
Nigga explain.
You can nigga explain it all day until it hits you.
All right. Fine, guys. Fine. You got me.
Man. So, Bree, what else is going on?
I don't know. You guys been paying attention to Joe Budden. His career is blossoming like a motherfucker right now. Like,
yeah, Joe's doing his thing.
Every day there's something new. So, recently he just got a show called State of the Culture on Revolt TV.
Oh, okay.
Alongside co-host Remy Ma. And, I had that lady's name.
I forgot.
The CEO of Revolt, I think. And then another guy.
Really?
Yeah. One of their episodes recently, they're sitting down talking about the state of Kanye. So Joe brings up Kanye. Dun, 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 dun. Kanye ends up in our news again. Mm. Kanye has been in Chicago. Remember I told you guys he's been in Chicago. I hope this isn't like just a quick trip thing.
Yeah.
He announced that he's moving to Chicago and never leaving again.
Yep.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
He did.
He also has
been working with a lot of Chicago talent that are like on but not all the way on, like G Herbo, a lot of the Chance is on, but you know, he been collab on a lot of Chicago artists, and you know, Joe Budden is just like, you know, I'm not here for it. I feel like it's all antics. He's like, I'm not here for the bullshit. Like, you went through this whole situation, you fell in the sunken place, you wanted to be a Trump supporter, and now all of a sudden, like, oh, I'm so Chicago. I'm trying to get back to the music. He was like, I'm tired of the antics. He was like, you know, because I don't feel like Kanye's put out music that was worth listening to in a long ass time. Like, you was hot 10 years ago.
Oh, damn.
And he also said it about Nicki Minaj, and he also said it about Eminem.
Yeah, oh. Joe's been going in on Eminem.
Well, Eminem kind of came at him first, right?
Right.
But
right.
So Nicki Minaj as well, though, because the antics that she's doing to sell her album.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what the fuck do old, not old, but grandfathered, these artists have been in the game for 10 plus years. Like, what do they do to stay relevant after 10 years?
Yeah, like they get
and stay
a lot
on
of
top.
Yeah, they get
Think about Drake. He's been out for 10 years.
But he's been consistent. Drake, he's very consistent. He stays, he don't do no stunts. And he just puts out good music. Drake's shit is hot. Drake's,
yeah.
But, you know, he has a point about that with Kanye. And I don't think Kanye is going to stay in Chicago. Kanye is going to miss that white pussy and be right back in Calabasas with them Kardashians.
But I heard that he's still going to keep his L.A. places.
Of course.
But he said his company, he's going to build an office out there. Like, his company's in Calabasas, but he's moving the office to Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he said he's still going to keep a place in L.A., but he's definitely going to be in Chicago for the most of the part.
Okay. We'll see.
Is there a hope that he could really be coming out of the sunken place, or is it some bullshit?
Because the thing is, you know, he was crying on a radio show the other day. Well, a few weeks ago, talking about, you know, I won't let it go. He was going, oh, Lord, I need somebody to hold me and help me. He was crying and all that old shit. So
you don't think that was a legit cry for like, hey, I'm mentally messed up. I need help. Or like a cry from like, come and get me out the sunken place. This is my cry.
It's like when cooning that backfired. It was just cooning that backfired. That's all it was. It was backfired cooning.
Okay, so I want to know if someone that's in the industry turns to cooning, there's no coming back.
No.
Is that like a black man going gay? Or like,
You know, when you coon, it's like, okay, were you the spook who sat behind the door? It's that type of thing.
The spook,
you know,
who sat
meaning that you went in
door?
There, you were acting like a coon, but you were in there getting some valuable information. See, that's why we're paying attention to Omarosa a little bit, because she's breaking down some valuable information to take down the Trump administration, which is good. But we're still looking at you like, okay, you were a coon, though, and you were gonna be a coon until they kick your ass out.
So, but you don't feel like that's Kanye's kind of stance?
Well, my thing, was he cooning just to sell records? That's the thing. What was he, a legit coon? Was he just a trolling coon?
Not a legit coon.
Just like Jesse Lee Peterson is a legit coon.
He is,
you know what
he's
I'm saying?
Super
we know.
Legit,
yeah. There's legit coons, and there's people who just saying shit just to get publicity so their records can sell. You understand?
But yeah. when he was on the Trump administration, he wasn't selling any records. He didn't even have a record out then.
Well, he was promoting for his what? Yeah, he was for the shit to come out. He was promoting. He was. Yeah.
It was a long time ago. What was he promoting? Yeezy?
He was promoting his brand. He was, and also he was producing a whole bunch of other people.
I think lot of his clothes and stuff he was promoting.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. So, I just like everybody keep it all in my inbox. That nigga's a coon. He is a coon.
Because Brie had posted something on her Instagram with like Kanye, like just really he was spitting though.
Yeah, he was in a lecture and he says a lot of real shit. Mm. And it's just it blows my mind how close-minded so many people are because of the state of the society, and I get it. You know, I get it. It's hard to see past all these white people steady killing black people because it's so obvious. Mm-hmm. It's so obvious, mm-hmm. but there's a bigger picture.
Yeah.
And it's hard to see past this first level, but I mean, we'll get there.
Wait,
but
did y'all see the Skittles thing with Zimmerman? With Zimmerman, shit real?
That's real, yeah, that's real. George Zimmerman, a lot of folks saw the picture. That was from that documentary, right? Wasn't that from that? Looked like a screenshot from the
Jay-Z's documentary?
Yeah. Of George Zimmerman signing Skittles for people.
Fucking crazy.
Yep. Yeah.
I thought that, I was like, please tell me this is Photoshop. Because blood was boiling.
Yeah, they do shit like that to antagonize black folks. And so he's going to get touched. You know, Zimmerman is definitely going to get touched. And I like the way it's being drawn out. So it's a nice, whoever gets it's going to be a nice slow burn. Yeah. But he's going to get touched. Somebody's going to touch his ass. And I'm going to have the biggest fucking party. I'm going to have a block party with drinks and cupcakes.
Yes, and drinks.
Oh, my God.
And rappers and poets and
shit. Yeah, it's going to be a poetry slam, a twerk contest, a puppet show for kids. Bring the family. Okay. We're going to have a little senior citizens chess game. It's going to be a big block party when he gets touched because it's going to happen.
Yeah.
With the fuck shit that he's doing. But I digress. Layla, what else is happening in the news?
Okay, let's talk about LeBron James. He's actually working on a new TV series, and it's going to be called Lean On Me, based on the movie.
Okay.
Even though the movie was based on a true story, this is going to be fiction. And he's working together with John Legend, and he's out here being Hollywood, doing the LA thing and
shout
putting it together.
Shout out to John Legend.
That should be cool, right?
John, you trying to be woke? John Legend, you know, he helped produce. What's that slave show that John helped produce? God damn it.
John Legend?
Yeah.
I didn't know he was producing shows.
That slave show on WGN. What was the name of that show? Really? And I used to watch it. It was a very good show. What was the family in the chat room? What was the name of that television show?
I never knew he was out here producing shows.
Yeah. John, he's doing his thing. I cannot. Underground, yes.
Really?
The show Underground. You remember that?
No.
The TV show, yo, was about slavery. Very good show. He was one of the producers on that. As a matter, he had a walk-in role. He played like Frederick Douglass on.
How'd he do?
He did cool. Just like a light-skinned fucking Frederick Douglass. But he did good.
Oh, I didn't know John was out here doing
that. Yeah, John, he's talented. Woke. Yeah, he's a very talented dude.
So, him and LeBron are doing that. So, that's going to be good.
Yes, indeed. And Bree, what else is happening out here?
I hate to bring this story up, but it's disgusting. And then, I don't have kids, so let me know how y'all feel about this. Okay, so LeSean McCoy, you guys remember who this is? LeSean McCoy, he's a football player, and he was in the news for the girl, Ms. Decadorn.
Remember the girl, she
showed up out of nowhere and her face is bloody.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The Instagram model. Mm-hmm. So apparently, his son, when he's with his mom and it's time for him to go with his dad, he's like breaks down and cries hysterically.
Oh, damn.
Like hysterically to the point where like he can barely even talk. He's like, I just want to stay with you, mom, but I just want... His baby's mom goes online and put a post, you know, saying, I'm tired of my son coming home from you with bruises and all of this stuff, and he's terrified to go with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, this girl claimed that he beat the shit out of her, bloodied her face, and then the son is scared to go home with him. And then people are in the comments, like, you know, kind of discrediting her. Yeah, you're using your pawn. Your child is a pawn. You putting all this stuff on the internet, and it's supposed to be private. And, like, they say that kids do that. So, like, for those of you that have kids, well, you wouldn't know because your kids been in the same house.
When
you are doing the co-parenting, do kids have that, like, one parent that they favor the most, that they'll go to that level and cry and throw tantrums without... having been hurt or anything like that.
That's rare, I would think. Yeah, that's rare. Right. The kids are afraid to go to one of the other parents' homes because kids usually look forward to going to whatever parent's house. So there's something going on in the house. Yep. If it's true, is there proof that the kid is doing this, or is it just her saying this?
Oh no, she recorded him.
Oh wow!
Like literally, he can barely even catch his breath to speak because he's crying so hard.
Oh damn!
And then she put a picture up. He had a bruise on his chin.
The little boy.
Yeah.
Oh damn.
So it's just, and then people are discrediting her, like, oh, you saying you just trying to make use this as a pawn to get more money, or you know, to make them look bad. And it's just like, why would you think?
Yeah, because you know what, did the mom could have done something slick. She could have said something beforehand, like, if you go to your dad's house, you can't go to Disneyland. You know what I'm saying? Right. Oh, you know what I'm saying? And then start filming them.
Oh my God.
You know? That's exactly what people were saying.
Yeah.
I'm just like, why would you even think like that?
Yeah, you got motherfuckers. She's trying to get the bag.
You know,
she's trying to get the paper. She's trying to, so they know if she discredits him and she gets full custody, she's going to get more money. So people do little slick shit like that. But again, he could be on some bullshit. So I don't know.
You know what I feel like, though? You know what irritates me about this? It's because that little boy is legit crying. But, and people are like, oh, kids do that. But when little girls come cry to their moms and say, oh, somebody touched me, or, you know, something happened, and they don't know how to explain it, but they trying to tell their mom and their mom discredit them. Like, I feel like this is the same situation, kind of.
Yeah, I got to look into that and see what's going on with it. I got to see, because a lot of folks were discrediting that lady before, and I don't know.
I wonder why. Like, what has she done to make herself not credible? Besides,
it's just because first, she's not black. That's number one.
She's not?
So, no. The girlfriend black? Or the baby mom.
Yeah, he's white chicks.
No,
is she white?
I don't think she's white. Okay.
Miss Duradon, she look black, though.
No, she's not black.
Oh, okay.
Neither one of them are black, so it's like, oh, you trying to discredit a black man and all of this stuff.
Because these women know,
and
you
he's
know,
a football player, star football
they
player.
They understand how racism works, trust me. So they know if they say a black man beat them or something,
right,
they know that white society will come to the rescue for them. Right. So they're fully aware of that, and they know how to exploit that. So that's why some people will have some reservations about fully believing them. That's why I like to see all the evidence too, what's going on.
Right.
You dig?
That's
but
crazy.
That's crazy as cat shit. Mm-mm. So, Layla, what else is happening out
Speaking
here in the streets?
Speaking of chillins. Okay, so Omarion's girlfriend got so slandered on, like, social media.
April?
Because of what she wore to Disneyland. I'm going to show you this outfit now.
Yeah, what's she wearing?
Not I'm like going to show you that. I got it right here. I'm going to show you this outfit. You have to kind of... she wore this outfit to Disneyland.
Okay.
So tell me if
what's
this
wrong
is...
wrong with that?
If this is in a... Okay, this is funny. Okay. I seen this picture before this even came out. And I looked at it and I said, damn, she looks really bomb right now. And then I looked and I said, oh, she at Disneyland. Okay. Oh, but I wasn't judging because she looks bomb. I personally wouldn't wear this to Disneyland, but hey, we don't know if she had a jacket in the car or what,
Okay, she had, your screen is dark. Okay, she had on
Don't be scrolling now.
Okay, I ain't turning on.
She had on some biker shorts and a little.
And a half top.
And a sports bra.
Yeah, it's cool.
So if you seen it at Disneyland, all the daddies gonna be, and the kids.
Daddy's gonna look anyway, shit.
Yeah, I think because I think
people going hard on her too hard.
I think so. Yeah, she's just you know she got a nice little body on her.
Yeah, she's a bomb.
Yeah, she got a nice. You're not supposed to walk around there looking like a nun. You know, I was just at LA County Fair and you had girls with all types of butt cheeks out and all that shit.
Okay, it's a new day.
It's hot.
It's hot. It's comfortable. It's light.
Yeah, it looked like workout clothes. Basically. Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
And walking around Disneyland is a workout.
It do be hot.
Yes, it is. You ain't trying to be all dressed formal at no goddamn Disneyland. That shit, it takes a toll on you. Your feet start hurting and you gotta wait in them long ass lines.
Shit,
I be feeling like pulling some biker shorts.
Did you imagine Tariq walking around Disneyland with some biker shorts?
Yes.
Shit. I would pay to see that.
With some biker shorts
to his
knees.
Lord.
I ain't mad at April. I'm not mad at her at all.
Your best life,
go ahead,
April.
Girl.
Shit, hot ass Disneyland. Shit, it's hot as hell out there in Anaheim. In them long ass lines, and the fast pass be fucked up. They don't get a fast pass, but it ran out.
Right.
So shit.
Yeah, people going hard on, but you know, people always got something to say anyway.
Man.
Yeah.
Bree, what else is happening out here, dear?
Shall I bring up the ratchet news of the week?
Of course.
I always got to bring up ratchet news. Okay, and love and hip hop.
I knew she was
going to.
Love and hip hop and Basketball Wives.
I don't watch. I haven't seen Basketball.
I have to tell y'all because this is just it's ratchet news.
Yes.
Oh my God. Love and hip hop. Okay. It's so much shit going on Love and Hip Hop that I don't even want to cover everything. But
I haven't watched it, so I don't even know.
Oh, you haven't?
I have not, no.
What I do want to talk about, though, is how bogus Brooke was last night. Now, Brooke been this little villain this season. And you know what? Hollywood kind of needed a villain. They needed a Carly Red to like keep shit going. Because then people's stories get flat. And Brooke kind of keeping the stories alive, right? So it's like people have a love-hate relationship with her this season. But so she goes to, Monice had a studio session with Rockstar.
Oh, my God.
And Rockstar gave her a dope-ass beat. The lyrics sounded dope. Monice sounded like this. I wanna go. The place
sunset. Hilarious.
I wanna go. So, right. So bad. You know, musician people that are artists, you know, I kind of felt where she was coming from. She wasn't executing right, you know? Mm-hmm. And Rockstar kind of was like on the same shit. But so Brooke showed up at the session and they were like listening to it. And Brooke
is saying her ass off.
Yeah,
for
she
real.
Started singing on the song, like a part that should have went in that pocket. And Rockstar looked at her like, oh shit, I might have gave this song to the wrong girl. And you could see the shit face on Monique's face.
Oh damn.
Oh my God, her whole face fell to the floor. She couldn't even fucking breathe, right?
She had a panic attack.
She turns around and has a panic attack. He tells her to go back in the booth so we can record it, what Brooke just did. And she's like, okay. Walks behind the door and has a panic attack.
Like a real,
out.
Like they had like to legit. Cut the whole scene. The ambulance had to come.
Oh God.
The producers
damn.
Had to, she was like, I
she
can't breathe.
She passed out. She couldn't breathe. They had her lay her down. They put her in the ambulance. And Brooke and Rockstar went back in the studio and recorded that motherfucking song.
What? Damn.
She went and recorded.
You have to watch
that song.
That's Tariq, funny.
This shit is so. I don't even. I've never watched Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. I really haven't until this season.
This is some nasty shit right here. They
scammers is cold.
But you know what? You know what though? They not friends.
How did the song sound now that Brooke did it?
Oh, she killed that.
I can imagine.
Yeah. She was killing. They only showed a little clip of it, and I didn't even know Brooke could sing like
no,
that.
No, I didn't either. Like when I had she met her, running. I was like, she be singing. I was like, damn, like this bitch could sing. I never knew because she always does like pop songs.
Yeah.
So you can't really hear her vocals, but that bitch.
She went in there and shut her down. Sorry, Moniz.
No.
And then in Basketball Wife news, you guys probably haven't watched that, but they just had the season finale. I mean, not the season finale. What is it called?
The reunion.
Reunion, yeah.
Jennifer was
not on there, but she did her little, played her chess move and ended up on the Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
She could tell her side of the story because they all got together and accused Jennifer of being the culprit when it was Jennifer and Tammy. So then when Tammy is sitting on the
culprit
couch,
for what? What happened?
Oh, for all the drama that they caused.
Oh, okay.
So they were talking shit about Evelyn and her daughter, talking shit about Shawnee, talking shit about everybody, basically. But so these stories was, they were had exchanged these stories over 5 years ago. So why are you bringing them up now all of a sudden?
Storyline.
Yeah. But so Jennifer was saying, you know, since she came back, the ratings for Basketball Wives has been the highest they've ever had.
Yeah, because nobody likes her ass.
Nobody likes who?
Jennifer.
Really?
No. I don't think they really like her. No, I mean like the girls don't like her. I'm not saying the fans don't like her, but the girls.
Okay,
yeah, no, the fans don't. Yeah, the fans like her, but I'm telling you, the girls don't like her, so she starts shit.
I know Jennifer's on the Breakfast Club. She said somebody threw a chair at or a table at her.
She did. You ain't seen?
I saw a clip of it. Yeah. Was it
Malaysia?
Malaysia. Yeah.
Threw an entire table, a heavy ass table.
Did she hit
too.
Her?
No, she came very close though.
Yeah,
she
so came very Jennifer close. Said for her own safety, she didn't want to go to the reunion. She sent the lawyer sent something saying she ain't gonna show up. I'm like, damn, is that serious up there now? Man,
yeah, I would have been for her.
Then she talked about Shawnee and how she says Shawnee always starts
all the
shit behind the scenes, but she's a producer. What you expect?
Shawnee is the light skinned Mona Scott Young, basically.
Yes,
you better go, girl. I mean, she's a producer. She got to do.
She started all the shit and then hide her hands.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all, go.
Yeah. And then come out there, oh no, y'all gotta stop, y'all.
Yeah,
oh
exactly.
No.
Now that'll make me want to put my hands on her.
Yeah.
Like
I
it would be hard for me.
That's why going back to Love and Hip Hop, that's why Ray J pretty much did you see how Ray J was acting like he was starting shit too?
Yeah.
Ray J was starting shit too, because Ray J is the producer of the show.
Of Love and Hip Hop?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
He is that is Ray J's show. The show should be called Ray J, not Love and Hip Hop. That's his show.
Damn. Like legit. Like
legit.
He's on paper as a producer.
Yes. Look at the yes.
I didn't know that.
I know that. Is that true, guys? Or was Layla
Nigga explaining? No, that's 100. No, if I don't know nothing else, I'd know that.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, well,
okay.
Shit. Okay. Brooke need to get some producer credits. Yeah. Her ass is keeping it going.
Yes.
Man. So, Layla, what else is happening out here?
What else is happening out here in this news? Let's talk about... Oh, did you guys know Trina? She's 43.
Oh, wow. Shout out to Trina.
And she's pregnant.
Oh, what? Shit.
Finally.
By who? Oh,
by, haha, Tariq, you're going to get a kick out of this one.
Dun, da, da, da.
Dun, da, da, da. A white Cuban man in Florida.
Hilarious.
And he got bread, though, I heard.
For a long time, they said she was messing with Missy Elliott. Y'all heard that?
Back? Yeah. I heard that.
Yeah, they were saying that for a long time. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah, they were like, Missy's paying for that house because Trina had like a big bomb-ass house out there. They're like, how this motherfucker paying for that shit with like one hit?
What if she's still working a one hit, guys?
Yeah, hey, you can work that one hit. Shit. The motherfucker who sang
back.
Rico Suave is still out there touring.
Right.
Shit.
Cisco, where the hell he at?
Yeah, they still touring. Yeah. But so she's pregnant by a white Cuban.
White Cuban.
What did you expect her to get pregnant by in Miami, though? Yeah. It's like they are everywhere down there.
A black Cuban. No.
I know, right? Shit. Little Sammy Sosa, Dominican, or somebody. Shit.
Sammy Sosa ain't even black no more.
I know. Man, so Bree, what else is happening out here?
Can we do Coon of the Day?
Yes, who's the coon of the day?
I don't have one right now, but we should start doing that. Wouldn't that be funny if we had a coon of the day?
Always talk about the coons.
But we should have like a special segment for coon of the day. Because it'd be a lot of coons out here, but we kind of breeze over
We
them.
Should do a coon
Let's
of
just
day.
Like really highlight the coons. Because if they want to be coons, let's highlight them. Since they're so proud of it.
We might have to do that. The phone. Let me get a couple of calls. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number. Let's get a couple of calls from the family. 818-850. There we go. Come on now.
Hey.
Oh, shucks now. Well, double up, shit. Double up now. All right. Shit, what's up? Who's calling?
Hey, my name is Julian from Maryland.
How are you doing, Julian?
I'm doing well. So you guys kind of touched on this point last week, but you guys missed a few details or didn't bring up a few details. How do you feel about Cardi B calling black women and children monkeys and roaches?
Yeah, I think we touched on
that. Wait a minute. No, we did not.
We didn't touch on that?
No.
You didn't. You guys skipped that part.
Okay, we must have skipped over. Thank you for the call, brother.
I didn't even know about that part.
Turn that off for a second.
Yeah, you got to talk about that, Tariq. I didn't even hear
about that. Yeah. Cardi, you know, she's been doing that for a minute, and Nicki Minaj kind of called her out on it. Cardi has, you know, said, you know, because people kind of troll her online. You know, they do a lot of celebrities.
Right.
And she'd say, like, you know, to a black person, shut up, you roach, you nappy-headed bitches, and, you know. She said little slick shit like that.
Her hair nappy as hell,
too. Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah. But a lot of folks feel a certain way about that. About her making, like, disparaging.
Does she specifically say black women, or is it just so... Or is it a black person?
Just she's saying that to a black person. She's never said black people are nappy headed.
Okay.
But I think people feel a certain way about it because she, even though she's just a light skinned Negro, she considers herself what, Dominican? What the fuck is she supposed to be? Okay.
But if you're Dominican, you're pretty much a Negro.
You are.
You don't know that?
You are.
But they just now waking up to that, and all of them
they don't know they niggas? Really?
Yeah.
That goes back to, I'm like, you know, we was kind of, how old is Cardi? No, she's younger than me. I'm like, we was raised saying that type of shit. Not meaning no intent. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like,
right.
She said that stuff before she got on Twitter. Because that's what it seemed like they finding all of these different tweets about all of these different light-skinned girls that don't think they black.
Yeah. And that's the thing. A lot of these light-skinned girls, they do say a little, I won't even say light-skinned because Azealia Banks says little slick shit too. And she's darker than a motherfucker.
Right. What'd
she be saying? She said, nappy head, bitch. And she said the same thing. And then turn around and act like somebody's being colorist against her.
Wow.
So you have a lot of these female entertainers out here who be saying slick shit about
black women. Just female entertainers.
But their hair just
women.
Be just as nappy. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, Azealia Banks has said some real slick shit. So, you know, we got to look at all of it. We got to look at every angle of it.
Yeah.
You dig? But anyway, what else is happening out here, Bree? You wanted to make a point about something, dear.
Oh, no. I wanted to have you guys heard of Rica Famosa Latina?
No, what's that?
Really?
It's a reality show called... Oh, so Rica Famosa Latina translates to Rich Famous Latina.
Oh, my God.
It's a reality show on Australia TV. When I tell y'all, when I tell y'all, they be on there whooping each other's ass.
How are you getting this?
Girl, I saw a clip on somebody's
page. I'm like, you flying to Australia.
First of all, this lady, she talking in Spanish, so you can't really tell. You could just see her like mannerisms. And then she just slapped the shit out of this lady, right?
God damn.
And so the lady get up. Wait, so the lady stopped. She took off her shoes. So just like a nice little minute in between. Mm-hmm. You supposed to be whooping. You see her trying to get up to whoop your ass. Like, you supposed to just lay her out. She sat there and wait for the lady to take her shit off. The lady
got up. We could be a ratchet news segment. Just ratchet news. Like, yes. We're going to do like a whole little segment. Just
y'all got to watch Rica Famosa Latina. You think it go down on Love and Hip Hop and Basketball Wives?
Rico, what's it called?
Rica Famosa Latina.
You do look like one of the Mexican ladies with your hair
like
that now.
Your mama look like a Mexican lady.
Turn Mexican, y'all.
Your mama.
Suave. Suave. Suave.
Oh, my God.
Suavemente.
But they do have a couple seasons, so y'all just go and
I gotta research that.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you're gonna be like, girl, what the hell?
Yeah, I gotta look that up.
Because so, I need to learn how to fight.
Man, your ass can fight. You can fight, Bree. Yeah. I mean, Layla, you can fight.
Yeah, I don't want nobody to know though. So if they sneak up on me, like, Layla can't do shit. Okay, man, Layla can't do shit. Keep thinking.
Man, so Layla, what else is happening out here?
I'm about to give you some news, but I just have a question.
Yes.
Because I thought this was interesting. Okay, so I had a homeboy, long story short, and he's moving out here, and he was like, yeah, hook me up with one of your friends, and I was like, let me think, I'm trying to think of your type, and he was like,
Bree and Fatima?
Yeah, I was thinking about Fatima. Wait, the thing, this is the crazy part, and he was like, I was like, well, what's your type? What do you like? You know, I'm like, I know you like really pretty girls, like, who do you want? Like tall? He was like, honestly, what's their status? And I'm like, status? What do you HIV? What the fuck are you talking about? Like, I didn't know what I really didn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
And I was shocked. And I'm like, what do you mean status? He was like, because you know, like, even if you're not that cute, if you have a status, that's gonna make you look like 10 times better. And I was like, what?
That's horrible.
Have you heard of that? Because I feel like girls may do that a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, if you're a girl and the guy is like not that cute, and then maybe he's a workaholic, and you know, you see he's a productive guy that can turn you on. So I didn't really know that that works the same for guys. Like,
but did he specify what the status was?
Yeah, he
can go so many different ways.
He means like, what's she doing? Is she famous? Is she on? Yeah. I was like, what?
That is the whole thing now.
I was like, really? But this is the crazy part. This is not no broke raggedy dude either.
Right, he don't want he needs somebody to match his fly.
Oh,
shit,
okay.
Yeah, okay.
I was like, what? I said, okay, guys care?
I'm assuming he means like, okay, what she got going on in life?
Right.
That's understandable. You want somebody with something poppy. You don't want a hood rat. So you want somebody who's...
Yeah, but then dudes always, they want you to grind for them and stay down for them when they going through shit, but then they don't never want to go through shit with women. Like,
You don't think so? You don't think guys...
Unless you catch them early on and y'all been together for a while, maybe. But like new dudes, like right now, somebody catch you in a down period, it's gonna be like, she need $40. She always need $40. Or you meet her in 2 days, she be asking you for rent money and shit like that. Like people, sometimes you do meet people on their downtime, and it's like dudes do not be wanting to ride no more, and I think it's a stigma around it,
which is weird because it used to be like. Guys didn't care about that. They didn't care about his coochie. Now they care about how much money he got.
Let's be real. If y'all meet a nigga on his downtime, y'all ain't fucking with that nigga like that.
Yeah, you might.
Okay, let's be real. You're real talking.
Women might.
Man. How down you are. And now,
if a nigga's going through some shit, a lot of y'all ain't checking for him.
That is a lie.
Is he putting $5 in his car for gas? Like, how
I ain't talking about a nigga you got with. He got down a little bit, and then you just rolled it out. I'm talking about you meet a nigga... And he ain't really popping like he's supposed to be popping. A lot of y'all shit on the brother.
No, they
that's
do not.
Not true.
Fellas, am I making something up in the chat room?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are making
so
this up.
True.
These two heathenous ass women out here.
Please.
That's not true.
If that nigga ain't shining and glowing. And
that's not true because everybody don't
so
do.
Not true.
Here's y'all the difference like, with men that shine and women that shining. Men that shining, you can't tell they ass nothing.
Right.
So half of the women don't even want those type of men because
y'all
they come
be
in and
singing about
breathe.
Niggas. A scrub is a guy who thinks he fly. Y'all be singing. It don't matter. Y'all still be singing this shit.
That song? That is so old.
Y'all still
a
be.
A scrub and a guy that's down is two different things.
Okay.
Down
this,
means
okay.
He, the nigga got to have a plan.
Okay.
You can't be down with no plan.
Every dusty nigga has a plan. Man, I'm gonna get me a kilo of cocaine. I'm gonna chop that thing up. I'm gonna flip it. I'm just waiting on them to front me the dope. Every nigga
sounds
got
like
a plan.
No, I'm joking.
You did?
Right.
Which is called nigga splaining. all these niggas are niggas. Everybody's about to get a damn record deal. Everybody's about to get signed to the NBA. Every chick is about to get that modeling contract. Every chick is about to get called from Tyra Banks from America's Next Top Model, like somebody we know. But everybody's always got a plan. But, you know, are they executing that plan? That's the thing.
Give them a time limit.
Yeah, you just right.
Give them a time limit.
But like, women are way more down for that than guys.
But I didn't know guys cared about status.
Yes,
like,
they do.
What you're doing. Like, I didn't know they even care. Because I even was watching, you guys know who Jess Hilarious is, right? You know, she's Okay, so I remember she was doing an interview. And I remember the interviewer was like, yeah, now niggas really going to be on you because you're Jess Hilarious. But I'm thinking, why can't they be on her because she's cute and they like her? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I didn't know dudes was like that.
So it didn't happen to you?
I mean, I never had a problem anyway.
Yeah.
So people ain't star. It didn't become like an extra on top of it because of you are who you are, the position that you in.
I was always used to thirsty guys, I guess. So I didn't really realize it.
No, but I'm saying because of the status that you hold now, like people haven't been like, oh my God.
People do be coming up to me and stuff, but I just thought it was because of me. Maybe I'm naive. I'm naive to that because people do be coming up. Like I told you, the guy bought us drinks last week because he watches the show and stuff.
No, you're missing what I'm saying. Like
DMs or something? What do you
mean? No, like guys. So like say somebody that you probably dealt with back in the day or wanted to deal with or something like that. Now that you have this status and this platform, it's like, oh, hey, I've been meaning to get with you.
Hey, Layla, I saw you on Ism. Girl, you looking good. How come you ain't never hollered at me back in the day? It's always that shit.
You know what?
How come you never hollered at me?
You know what, Bree? You're right. I didn't even realize that though. My dumb ass.
Yeah, because it happens to me, and
right. I do have a couple guys that I knew way back in the day that was like, I never told you that I liked you. Yeah. I'm like, why? Why are you telling me now?
It changes when your status changes.
Oh shit! I didn't know. Oh my God. So that's been happening. I learned something new.
Yeah, niggas
this
week. People be doing the same shit, men and women.
That's you do crazy. Too. No, I'm just playing. Jada Pinkett Mama. Jada Pinkett
Mama. Always trying to talk about us.
I know.
You know it's her birthday today.
Who, Jada Pinkett? She's 47 today. Shout out to Miss Jada Pinkett.
Shout out to Jada. She's come see us, good. Jada.
Yes, indeed.
Send
Jada, you and your mom got to come on through.
And bring Will.
Yeah, bring Willow, Will, bring the whole crew.
I love him.
Man, anyway, we about to get out of here. What y'all got up for this weekend? What y'all about to do this week? Y'all always got some adventures. They always got something cracking. What you got cracking, Layla?
I want to get my hair done because it looks a hot mess. I want to get some braids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm planning to buy hair this weekend. I normally have something planned, but I really honestly don't. Maybe Bree. I don't know. She was ghost last week for some strange. She didn't even come to my brother's fight party. I just knew she was going to be there.
She was at the damn gym, though.
Because you ain't here telling on me, damn.
Yeah, like, she didn't even come to the fight party.
I'm not going
party.
Nowhere else with Layla. She went come in here and report what the hell going on, y'all.
She went to her own fight party
with
my brother.
Yes, she did. She had a private fight. Her damn a private training session. What you got up this weekend,
Bree?
You
know I got on heavy flip-flops. I am still taking my people fast right now.
Oh my God, why?
I don't know. I just be needing some a long time. So work is definitely going to happen, but as far as hanging out, I'm going to chill for a little while. Get more work done. More work.
That's what's up.
Focus.
That is what's happening. We about to get out of here, family. Layla, what is your Instagram so people can follow you and get in your DMs and campaign?
Lord Jesus. Yeah. My goodness. Miss Layla Lopez. So it's MSLAILALOPEC, people.
And Miss Bree, what is your Instagram?
I'm at Bree.Aria. BRI.ARIER.
And y'all find me at Tariq Elite on Instagram and go to ismradio.com. Get the Ism Angels books.
Woo!
And shout out to everybody who contributed to the Hidden Colors 5 campaign.
Woo-woo!
Shout out to all of you guys. Very successful. We're going to get this thing popping.
Woo-woo!
And I will holler at you guys. We will holler at you guys next week. Y'all have